Week 1, Thursday, Lord's. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. To Our Lady. The day before the dawn came on the earth, you had to choose to bring the world its light. What were you thinking at that awesome sight that greeted you and told you of the birth you knew God closed to you? Yet from your dearth of understanding, you chose what was right and kept the world from everlasting night. By choosing to submit, you proved your worth. You teach us that we need not know, that we are always ignorant and make our choice in blindness of the consequence. Then how can we discover what we should do now? Submit in hope that later we'll rejoice. It is the unknown truth that sets us free. Wake up, lyre and harp. Let us waken the dawn with our praise. Psalm 57. Please have mercy on me, my God. Have mercy on me, because my soul has put its trust in you. And I will hide myself away under the shade of your wings until the storms have passed. When I call out to the Supreme God, the God who acts on my behalf, he sends help from heaven to save me. He condemns the ones who want to swallow me alive, and sends me his mercy and his truth. But now my soul is in a lion's den here among these savages, who are all aflame at me with teeth of spears and arrows, and tongues that are sharpened swords. My God, rise up above the sky and shine your glory over the earth, because they laid a net down to catch my feet, and my life was crushed down. Yes, they dug a pit in my path, but they fell into it themselves. My heart is firm, my God, my heart is firm, and I will sing your praises. Wake up, my soul, wake up, lyre and harp, I will waken the dawn. I thank you, Yahweh, here among the Gentiles, and I praise you among these foreigners, because your mercy reaches high into the sky, and your truth goes up beyond the clouds. My God, rise up above the sky and shine your glory over all the earth. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Wake up, lyre and harp. Let us waken the dawn with our praise. My people, says the Master, will be filled with my blessings. Psalm, Jeremiah 31:10-14. Listen, Gentiles, to what Yahweh says, and repeat it on the far shores, and say, the one who scattered Israel will gather them and tend them as a shepherd tends his flock. Because Yahweh has brought Jacob back and paid the ransom to the one who bested them. And so they will come and sing on Zion's top as they stream in to enjoy all of Yahweh's blessings. The wheat, the new wine, the oil, the new births in the flocks and herds, they will be like well-watered gardens and never again taste grief. And then their maidens will dance for joy with the young men and old all together, because I will turn their suffering to happiness. I will be their comfort and give them delight instead of pain. I will give the priests all they could want and more, and fill my people up with all my blessings, says Yahweh. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. My people, says the Master, will be filled with my blessings. The Master is magnificent, and he deserves praise in our God's city. Psalm 48. Yahweh is magnificent and deserves tremendous praise in our God's city, on his holy mountain, so beautiful as it rises up above us, the joy of all the earth. Mount Zion is the real North Pole. It is the great King's city. God is in her palaces and is known to be her guardian, because once when kings joined forces and advanced against her, they took one look and were dumbfounded, and in their dismay they fled in terror, because dread overwhelmed them, as painful as a woman's labor, as if they were ships from Tarshish, smashed to pieces by the fierce east wind. And what we had heard we saw for ourselves here in the city of our God, in the city of Yahweh, who commands our army. Yahweh will keep its foundations firm forever. Dear God, we ponder your great generosity here within your temple. Like your name, Yahweh, praise to you spreads over the earth. Your hand is full of virtue, and Mount Zion is full of contentment. And Judah's daughters should celebrate the ruling you pronounced. Take a tour of Zion, walk all through her, count her towers, notice all her ramparts, examine all her castles, so you can tell a generation to come that this is what our God is, our God forever and ever, because he will be our guide until our death. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. The Master is magnificent and deserves praise in our God's city. Reading, Isaiah 66, 1-2. This is what is said by Yahweh. Heaven is the throne on which I sit, and earth is the footstool for my feet. Where do you think to build a house for me, and where would you find a place for me to rest? I made all of this with my own hands, everything that ever came to be, says Yahweh. But I will turn my gaze upon a person who is poor and repentant, who trembles when I speak. I cry to you from the abyss within my heart. Please give me a hearing, Master. I cry to you from the abyss within my heart. Please give me a hearing, Master. I will do what you desire. Please give me a hearing, Master. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. I cry to you from the abyss within my heart. Please give me a hearing, Master. If we serve the Master with holiness, he will save us from our enemies. The Benedictus. Praises to the God of Israel, because he has turned his eyes toward his people and set them free, and to rescue us has fashioned for our head a horn in the house of his servant David, just as he promised through the mouths of his holy prophets in olden times, bringing rescue from our enemies and escape from the hands of everyone who hates us, a work of kindness to our fathers, recalling his sacred treaty, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us freedom from the clutches of our enemies, to worship him without fear in holiness and virtue every day of our lives. And you, my child, will be called the prophet of God supreme. You will precede his coming to prepare the roads for the Master, to make his people aware of their liberation as their sins are removed from them because of the tender kindness of our God, by the new dawn from heaven that will rise on us, to shine on those who live in darkness and the shadow of death, and to place our feet upon the path of peace. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. If we serve the Master with holiness, he will save us from our enemies. The Master Prince Jesus has given us the light of another day. In return, we thank him by crying, Master, please bless us and bring us close to you. You offered yourself as a sacrifice for our sins, and so please accept our offering of our work today. Master, please bless us and bring us close to you. You bring us joy by the light of another day, and so please let the morning star rise within our hearts. Master, please bless us and bring us close to you. Please give us the strength to be patient with those we meet today, and in so doing imitate you. Master, please bless us and bring us close to you. Please make us aware of your mercy this morning, Master, and have us find our joy in your strength. Master, please bless us and bring us close to you. Master, please bestow on me the special favor that I ask you today. Master, please bless us and bring us close to you. Our Father in heaven, may your name be held in reverence. Please come to us and rule over us, and have your way on earth just as you do in heaven. Please give us today the bread we need for the day, and forgive the debts we owe you, insofar as we forgive the debts others owe us. And please do not lead us into trouble. Keep us from harm. Amen. Omnipotent, eternally living God, we beg you in the morning, as we do at noon and evening, please drive out of our hearts the darkness of sin, and bring us to the light of your truth, Prince Jesus, who is alive and reigning with you in the Holy Spirit, as one God, through all the ages of ages. Amen. May the Master send his blessings on us, keep us from any harm, and bring us to eternal life. Amen.